A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Send your messages there. Aaron will answer. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN is your number for that. You missed the first hour? All over the place. A little sports, a little other stuff. Mostly other stuff about sports. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, or tweet, or however you do it, put odds on it, like Amos did. What are the odds AJ starts getting randomly pulled over?
Likely. I'll have Lawyer Dave if I do.
Yeah.
We'll actually talk to Lawyer Dave. I want to talk to him in the next segment.
Okay.
About my lawsuit.
Yeah. Before we do any of that, I keep getting asked about any Derby talk today. Listen, I've got a breakdown on Sports Map of every single horse. I've got a video up. Well, it'll be up shortly. I don't know if it's up yet. I will have a...
Every single horse in the world or just in this
race? Every single horse in this race.
Okay.
That's tomorrow,
good. I was going to say, that's an unreasonable...
Tomorrow one. I'll have a thing up on how to bet the race with free picks. And I'll also have my premium picks on pregame. So it's all going to be there. It'll all be on Sports Map. We'll talk a little bit about the race on Friday. But for the most part, all that's available to you on SportsMap and pregame.com. And I know I say this every year. And this year, I'm serious. I think this is the last year I'm doing public handicapping on the Triple Crown.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to kick ass on this one and go out with a bang, and that's going to be it. Because the problem is not – the problem is how much work I actually put into this. And, you know, I've got other duties now. We've got a lot of other things that both of us have on our plate around this station. And for me to do this right and not always be correct, by the way, That's what sucks, is you put a lot of effort into it, and sometimes you're wrong, or it doesn't play out the way you think. But I watch every single one of these prep races at least 10 times. I run 10 simulations based on what I think certain horses will do in the course of the race, and then come to a consensus on what I think is going to happen. And you can do all that till you're blue in the face, and your horse stumbles out of the gate, and suddenly it means nothing. Or somebody bangs into your horse, and it means nothing. So, you know, it's... I mean, I've put a lot of effort into this for a long time. I've been doing this since 1994, AJ.
Mm.
So a lot of people weren't even born when I was first doing this. So I'm ready to get out of that into the business.
You've been doing this since before I had sex.
Wow. That's really scary. But yeah, so this is probably going to be it. So, yeah, and a lot of people asking, did we see the Prime Social News? Yeah, we did, and we addressed it in the first segment. So please go check it out on podcastarena.com. Okay?
All right.
What do you want to do here?
We want to talk about the Rockets game?
Yeah, let's do.
We'll actually get into the game, believe it or not. There was a basketball game played last night. And really, what it boiled down to was the Rockets didn't – and I think, honestly, the officiating – significantly better than game one. If anything, the Rockets kind of got the benefit of some calls in this game. So there was no Scott Foster. There was no need for the Scott Foster panic.
Yeah. I would agree with that 100%.
Inevitably, the next time Scott Foster refs a game, it'll be now a million and one games in a row that the Rockets have lost at Scott Foster refed. And
seven playoff games.
It'll be another, oh my God, this guy, he's out to make us lose, even though he clearly wasn't out to make them lose last night. You know, obviously the Harden injury shaped a lot of the first half, and he was out for a good chunk of time. which is why when you see the box score and you see, oh, James Harden only played 34 minutes, what's going on? Yeah. I mean, that's why he was in the locker room for a good amount of time.
And it clearly impacted him. But
yeah, sure.
You know what? I think Steph Curry's finger clearly impacted him, too.
I'm sure it did. This is just, that's the game, though. And your guys are going to get hit in the face. Things like that are going to happen. You play through. You got to power through. At the end of the day, before that eye injury happened, the Rockets, the theme of the night was already underway. The Rockets were not going to be careful with the ball.
No. And if you look at everything that happened, turning the ball over 17 times was the difference in the game.
Well, turning the ball over 17 times and allowing the Warriors 18 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the night, the Warriors had 91 shots. The Rockets had 77 shots. You cannot give the Warriors 14 more field goal attempts than you get. No. You just can't. So I think that, you know, this was a game that the Rockets shot better. They shot better from outside. You know, I don't know.
You shoot 42% on your threes.
Besides Iman Shumpert, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's useless.
I don't think he's going to be allowed to go back on the floor. And they are, well, you know who else might not? I don't know why Danielle House wasn't allowed back on the floor. He's in the doghouse, too. D'Antoni's tightening up of the rotation in the playoffs is fascinating to me. Like, he's just like, it's one mistake and you're out. And
is something up with Kenneth Faried that he's not playing? Is this just a matchup thing? I
don't know.
He was pretty useful to them all season long.
This is how D'Antoni always is, though.
So
I trust you in the playoffs? Yes or no? And I would say Kenneth Faried right now is in the no category.
Is this on D'Antoni? Or at least partially.
And
see, it's hard for me to sit here and start assessing blame when I think they're playing a team that's better than them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What's happening is basically what's supposed to be happening. The Warriors are out rebounding the Rockets. The Warriors are shooting well because they always shoot well. In fact, last night they shot below their season average.
Yeah.
So it is hard to give too much blame because they're playing a team that they're not really supposed to be beating. I did think it was interesting that when Harden was off the floor, the Rockets mounted a little bit of a comeback and kind of tightened that game up. And every time they would get close, it's almost like their effort level dropped and they just started letting offensive rebounds happen and they let extra shots get made. And it was really frustrating to watch. And it seems like now, again, where would these guys be without James and Chris? They wouldn't be here, obviously. But those are the guys that's your main ball handlers, and you expect them to be more careful with the ball. And
but that's
if you turn the
but
ball.
They've
over,
always been inconsistent with that, especially Harden.
Yeah,
and especially in the playoffs. Some breaking news that just came across.
Okay.
Morning line favorite Omaha Beach to scratch from the Kentucky Derby. That unfortunately changed a lot of what I wanted to do. Oh, so back to the drawing board.
There you go. Now you're not way ahead.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nope, that's great. Now the favorite's out, and he was going to be a big pace factor, and in all of my projections had him basically causing the early pace to be faster than expected. So he has an entrapped epiglottis, whatever that means.
That's your skin. No, epidermis, huh?
It says epiglottis.
Medulla oblongata.
So on a human, the epiglottis is that thing that closes your
windpipe. No, we only want to know about
lungs.
On a horse. Are you a veterinarian?
No.
Then why would you even bring anything up?
I play one
up?
On the radio, though.
Oh, God. We got to get rid of this guy.
I think he's doing fine.
I'll tell you another guy that was, you know, and everybody, every year, I talk about this guy, and every year everybody poo-poos me like he's just some kind of scrub. Andre Iguodala is an impact player, and
he's definitely making an impact when he's on Harden, too.
Oh, man. He just changes the game. And last night he changed the game offensively because they don't feel like they need to check him. So that's how many times are you going to get this dude open looks or open putbacks at the rim because nobody's touching him because he is the fifth best offensive player on that team. And very similar to game one, dude, if Draymond Green is going to be efficient, if he's going to be 6 of 10 from the field and have 12 rebounds and 15 points, 7 assists, passing the ball well, you're in trouble. Because this was another game, you know, really, Curry, Thompson, nor Durant really played great. And you still didn't get one. So, you know Durant's going to step it up because the Rockets have proven that they don't have anybody who can stop him. And, I mean, he is in the discussion now. And I remember when, you know, around the time when the Lakers shut down LeBron for the season and Kevin Durant started this kind of this run that he's on, people saying, oh, he's the best player in the NBA now. And I was like, oh, you guys are being victims of the moment. Kevin Durant might be the best player in the NBA now. He may have surpassed LeBron. It may be that time to pass the torch, which is there's no shame in it. It happens to everybody. And I'm not saying LeBron's suddenly fallen all the way off, but Kevin Durant's just he's a freak. He can do everything. He can play inside, he can play outside. He's a good defender. He does everything. He's the Rockets have no one to match up on him. No. And they've tried everything. They've tried some Capella. Capella gets in foul trouble. They try P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker gets in foul trouble. They try anybody else, there's zero chance of it working. So they're in a really bad spot with that guy. But like I said, if I told you going into this game that Clay and Steph were going to shoot 6 of 22 from 3, you'd say, oh.
But that's
a game you got to win.
But that's what I said about game one, too. Yep. They were 10 of 25 in game one.
But you keep giving them chances. Keep giving them chances, and this team will beat you. This team will beat you. They're too good. All right, let's talk about my boy Chad. Last year, Chad was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, just a couple months ago, Chad started his IT career, making more money, doing something that he loves. And if you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is exactly what they're there to do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I just realized I did that video and mentioned Omaha Beach, so I got to go do something about that, too. This is what I get for bragging about how I was finally ahead. And this is
you brought this on yourself.
And this is
sir.
Another reason why I know, like Nick was saying, you've been saying you're going to stop doing Derby picks for like 5 years now. I'll believe it when I see it. This is why I want to stop, because even on a week where I feel like I'm completely ahead, I have to go back and start from scratch because this changes the pace. I was planning on beating this horse, and this hurts my price on Game Winner, who I like quite a bit. So, yeah, everything's bleeped. Take some phone calls.
Let's talk to Jay. Sports Jay.
Hey, sports guy. This is my first time calling in.
Welcome to the show.
I have a quick question for y'all. What do y'all think about D'Antoni not making in-game decisions? And why is he trying to keep up with the Warriors instead of doing what got us there and feeding the ball to the low post? Because they don't, without DeMarcus Cousins, they don't have a low post presence too much. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think to say that is kind of underselling what Kevon Looney's done. He's actually been pretty solid in this series. I mean, he's not DeMarcus Cousins, obviously, but he did a good job. He did a good job against him last year, and people kind of overlooked him. And I think he's done fine in the minutes that he's played, especially as a rebounder. He's been pretty solid. So, but I'm kind of with you on the D'Antoni adjustments. I don't know what. I mean, obviously, it was a little bit different than the last game, but I don't think, because you were getting something out of Capella, but I don't know what the answer is, because the reality is, this is going to sound kind of, I don't know how it's going to sound. I'll just say it anyway. The Rockets are so predictable on what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a complex offense.
No, basically, if they execute, they're going to win. And if they don't,
I mean, if you know where they're all going to be. And
right.
Now, James is an X factor because he can score from all over the place. But besides that, their offense is basically, it's very simple and laid out, and you can defend it. Apparently, they don't necessarily need a big. Now, not having a presence down low has let James score a little more inside. So he's been hitting that teardrop a little bit that he was missing against Utah. But I don't know how much of at this point, how much a tiger can change its stripes, if you know what I mean. Like, how much of a adjustment can they really make? Because this is what they've always been. And they count on James to just do James stuff. And I don't know how to say it, but James he's not doing enough for them to win. James, if they're going to win this series, James needs to be a 40-point game guy.
Yeah, you need regular season James.
Yeah.
Let's try Graham.
And I know everybody thinks the Warriors aren't very good defensively.
They're not great, but they're pretty good at times.
Here's what I'll say about that. And in the regular season, they aren't as good defensively because most of their bench players aren't good defensively, with the exception of like Sean Livingston, who's a pretty good defender. Bogut's a good defender. He's hardly even playing in this thing, though. But Draymond Green, above average defender. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, above average defender.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I think he's been in the playoffs.
Klay Thompson, above average defender.
I'd say average to above average.
Oh, I would say well above average.
Yeah.
And Andre Iguodala's well above average as a defender. I mean, Curry, not a good defender. But when you've got four guys who are solid defenders, and that's basically the only four guys you're playing, they're not as weak defensively as they are when they've got an actual regular rotation. And that's why, if I'm the Rockets, I hate the fact that they don't play again until Monday or until Saturday. You're telling me you got to go three nights off now?
Yeah, I hate this no matter what, but
you're letting you're going to let these guys all rest up. They're going to play. They're all going to get these minutes.
No, but somebody on Twitter kind of said the same thing I said in the first hour. It's like, you just win the next two games at home and you can change the narrative. And,
you can.
And I think it's possible. They're going to have to play better, and they should play better at home. But I also think that
But you also have to hope that Steph Curry keeps not playing great.
Well,
and Klay Thompson keeps not shooting great.
And that's the thing. I'm not going to be shocked if the Warriors don't play better, too.
Yeah.
So
let's try Graham.
Telegram.
Sports.
Graham.
Oh, my God.
Well, never mind.
Oh, my God. Why?
I don't know.
I got a question on Facebook.
What's okay. The question on Facebook?
Austin wants to know, what are the odds Lillard, Harden, or Westbrook win a title? And of the three, who has the best odds to win?
I did a tweet on that.
Yeah.
Like a week ago.
I think you did.
I
think yours was, who would you rather have right now? And
I said who was most likely to win a championship first.
Was that what it was?
Okay. Yeah. And I had Kyrie Irving in there as well. I think you can throw Russell Westbrook out. Russell Westbrook is not, that guy's a loser. I've said for a long time, I don't think a team with James Harden is the best player is going to win. I still don't think that. I guess I would say Damian Lillard. I think James Harden's the best player of that group, but I don't know. I'd put the odds at 10% that any one of those three guys wins a championship while they're the best player on their team. And Westbrook, I don't even think he's the best player on his team, so you can probably throw him out. Paul George is a better player than Russell Westbrook at this point. Triple doubles be damned.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. But listen, I I hope that the Rockets win the next two and make it interesting. That's it. And I think it's a tall order. It's a lot to ask.
Yep.
And I could easily see Golden State coming in, and if they get one win in Houston, I just don't see any way that the Rockets are coming back. But I didn't think they were going to win the series when it started, so I don't really feel like...
Same.
Yeah, I do think they'll play better at home, but...
If they lose a game at home, they might as well just pack it in.
Yeah, and that's... But I think they'll at least win game three, and then we go from there. But I think the Rockets... Well, like I said, the Warriors haven't played that great in these first two games either, which is why you look at it and say, oh, man, you should have got one of those. Because you could have a game... At some point, you're going to have a game where the Rockets go nuts with their threes, but you're also going to have a game where the Warriors do that.
Yep.
So your window of opportunity here is definitely closing.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Carbach. My guys out there, you know they got it going on with the brew, the food. Everything's delicious. They also, they're killing it with these concerts, and they got another one coming up Sunday, May 19th, 1 o'clock out at the brewery. Walk the Moon, Bishop Briggs, Toadies, Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies, and Vody all going to be kicking it on Carbach Street. 1 to 10 p.m., sweet music, fantastic brew. It's going to be a good time, guys. Stop by the restaurant while you're out there. Stop by there anyway. They're open 11 to 9 Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday. So 7 days a week they're open 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. So stop in, try some of the great food. It all pairs perfectly with the beer they've got on the wall. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's gonna give you details on beer releases, on concert announcement, whatever's going on at the brewery, you're gonna be kept up to date on it. And when you're out and about, ask your bartender, please make it a Carbach, or just go into a store and buy all the Carbach they've got there. That's Carbach Brewing.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. What are the odds? Wednesday, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, okay, so one bullet dodged. My video's okay. We just added a couple
of survived it.
Yeah, so I don't have to go reshoot that. And all I have left is, I said, my write-up in free picks and then my pregame picks. But those, I've got to go back and run the simulations again tonight because it does change the entire race, what this horse was going to do early in the race. So it's amazing how one little thing like that can impact everything. But that's the game.
Let's talk to... Didn't we already try Graham?
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Don't do this to me twice, Graham. We'll never allow another Graham on the air. Hello, Graham.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so I was listening to you guys earlier, and you're mentioning like the 19 turnovers or 19 offensive rebounds, yeah, and then the 18, you know, vice versa. So I was thinking, you know, a couple points in the game, it got down to like 6 points, especially like 2 minutes left. Chris Paul clanked that three, you know, would have cut them the lead down to three. Just wondering if we get the turnovers down to like five and the offensive rebounds down to like five, if we have a legitimate chance to win that game last night.
Absolutely. I mean, the score says so. But, you know, those extra possessions, you can give extra possessions to the Utah Jazz because they're not good enough offensively to really punish you. You give extra possessions to the best offensive team, the most efficient offensive team in the league, they're going to punish you. And that was even in an off night. So, I mean, the Warriors the Warriors aren't looking at themselves and saying, God, we played so great in these first two games. The Warriors are probably saying, man, we got to be better than this. I mean, that's a team full of guys who know exactly what it takes to win championships. They're gonna come out and expect to be better too. So yeah, would it be nice if the Rockets could shave off? It would be nice if they boxed out. That's to me, that's got to be the number one priority. You got to start boxing out, and the You know, there's some guys who are defensive liabilities out there, in Clint Capela, and the only thing he's good for is rebounding. And he rebounded pretty well last night. But other guys they've got to do something. You gotta just not give up on the play. Everybody just stands around and looks at these guys take their shots. It's unbelievable to me. It's eighth grade basketball stuff. When even if it's Steph shooting. This is the coaches will say, I don't know if Mike D'Antoni says this, but assume every shot's going to be a miss. Assume every shot is going to be a miss. Box out, get a rebound. And you see these guys, whatever you think of Draymond Green, whatever you think of Andre Iguodala, those guys are dogs and they will go after it. They don't quit on plays. They don't half-ass things. And they're going to get those rebounds. They're going to punish you if you're lazy. You can't be lackadaisical with guys like that on the floor. All right, let's talk to Casey.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports, Casey.
Hey, just want to take it back to Officer Gary Coleman, who you're supposed to have a fight with. I hope that goes down, by the way. Fans like that, like, I know so many.
Oh, I think the cops got to his phone.
Oh. Something happened. No,
all our phones just died.
Yeah,
didn't
something
they?
Happened to our phones. Sorry, man. That's, you know what?
Yeah, every call that was on the line just got cleared off.
We'd like to hear the end of your thought there, so we'll put you back on if you call back. I don't know what happened there. I'm going to blame that on Aaron. Well, that's your job. You're in there
to prevent the phones from crashing.
Yes.
Okay.
Do some preventative maintenance. Make sure everything's in good operational order.
Jeez.
I'll work
on
that.
Too much to ask?
Apparently it is. Apparently it's way too much to ask. All right. 713-780-ESPN. And a lot of people mentioning that they're not really boxing out that well, which is one of the reasons why the Warriors are getting so many offensive rebounds. I think that's fair.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, again, maybe some more Kenneth Faried in there.
Maybe
I don't know.
So.
But. I don't think, and the thing is, the Warriors to me are a better team, but I don't think the separation is so much that you can't come up with some ways to win some games here and get back in the series.
It shouldn't be.
And I think they can. It's just, will they do it? Do I have faith that they'll do it after watching them? Not really, but I believe that they can. But it's also silly to just sit here and act like, oh, they're... they're so close. They're so close. They've got to make some changes. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Let's talk to Peter.
Sports guys.
Hey, Pete.
What's going on? Sports to y'all.
Sports again.
Oh, just wanted to see, I watched the game last night, you know, and some of the things with the rebounding and turnovers. Turnovers were the unacceptable part on my, you know, in my thoughts. Obviously, offensive rebounding as well. But a lot of times with a shooting team the way the Warriors are, you're gonna give up some offensive rebounds due to, you know, just long shots equal long rebounds, and it's hard to predict the path. Oftentimes predict the path of the ball on a really, really long rebound. Just want to get y'all's thoughts on the turnovers more specifically.
Well, I mean, the turnovers were, to me, that's the most ridiculous thing. And especially, I mean, their first three possessions of the game. And when we talked yesterday about would Harden and Paul come out shook just because Scott Foster was the ref and that was all the talk, it sure looked like it early.
Well,
he
got an offensive foul at 30 seconds in.
Instantly. And PJ got a foul called on him maybe 10 seconds later. So there were two personal fouls on the Rockets in the first 30, 40 seconds of the game. And I think that it kind of carried over throughout the game, and they just were not careful. And there were times, man, every time it seemed like they were about to get back into it, somebody throws the ball, and it's, I mean, there was one time Sean Livingston was standing there, and the ball just hit him in the hip. I mean, he wasn't looking for it. The pass just hit him in the hip. He's like, oh, look what I got here. And, okay, I guess I'll take this. I mean, so, it's just really bad, unforced errors. Nick.
Hello?
Hey, Nick.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, God. Nick, talk.
All right, sorry, guys. A little bit of a delay there. Anyhow, look, AJ, man, I was taking the day off to go watch Endgame, and I heard the business between you and Kevin this morning. Please, please, AJ, whoop that dude's behind to the end of the world. I don't understand why he is so mad at you.
Well, because
good guy, right?
I'm a backyard bum fighter. You got to remember that.
That's fine. Anyhow, second point. Spoiler, 3-2-1 on Endgame. I took the day off, like I said, to Endgame, and Iron Man died, yes. But Captain America, he lived his life. I like the way it ended. And thank you guys for doing all you do. Have a good day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. I thought they did a great job ending it. By the way, John Granato moved way up the list of worst guys on the morning show today when he spoiled Endgame with no spoiler alert.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Threw out a death.
The death. Oh, man.
Willy-nilly.
See, we were even careful with that when we were doing the... Even with all the spoiler warnings, we never specifically mentioned that, you know, who it was. We just mentioned that in, you know, we mentioned the moment and stuff like that and how, yeah, if you didn't tear up at that particular moment, you're probably not human. But, hey, is that Lawyer Dave?
That is Lawyer
Dave. Let's get Lawyer Dave on.
Dave.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Well, AJ, you're off the hook.
I'm off the hook. Why, Dave? What happened?
Well, I sent a response and a request for $500 in attorney's fees to the court, and your plaintiff that sued you decided, I'm not messing with Lawyer Dave, and he non-suited.
So did he not have to send you $500?
Well, we decided to waive the $500 just to get out of this headache.
You're a gentleman. I mean, it would have been funny to make him pay $500, but you're a gentleman. So, yeah, I basically got a letter today of him tapping out, just saying, you know what, I was wrong. This was stupid. I should have never tried this. Lawyer Dave's too good.
Well, he did tap out. That's right, AJ. And it would have been fun, but it's better for anybody that's involved in a lawsuit to get it resolved. And that's what we try to do for the Blitzers when they come to us. We work their cases quick. We work them hard. We work them thoroughly. Try to get the money as soon as we can.
Well, it was incredibly quick.
Yeah.
It did not take long at all. I appreciate that very much, Dave. Thank you, my man.
It's my pleasure, AJ. Anytime for you, Fred, any of the Blitzers, I'm here to help in any way I can.
I told you want that guy on your side in court. Man. I've been telling you guys this. I wouldn't have got my house without him. He had to go and get a settlement for me on something I didn't even know I'd been sued for, and he took care of it. So
bunch of dopes trying to sue people on the Blitz.
Yeah, what the hell?
Y'all don't know.
Yeah, now this is what you got to deal with. You get Lawyer Dave in your face.
Yeah.
So bring it on, bitches.
Yeah.
That's right. Bring it on, bitches. Let's go.
Hey. Dave, drinks on me next time I see you out, my man.
Sounds good.
Hey,
Sounds good, fellas.
Hey, we staking tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night then, buddy.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. See ya.
Take care. Lawyer Dave. Love that guy. So
I love him.
Yeah. If you missed it, yeah, a lot of people missed the story about what you were getting sued over. So we might want to let them know again when we come back.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even matter now.
Yeah, but it's over. It's over. He won.
Yeah. Somebody tried to sue me over some stupid stuff. And then Lawyer Dave sent him a letter and said, hey, dummy. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, basically, they were trying to get $900 from AJ.
And he was trying to sue me without a lawyer, by the way. That's not advisable.
No.
You want to play big boy ball? Play big boy ball.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that I would not want to see Dave on the other side because, that was an easy little notice of countersuit that he threw in there. And
don't sit down at the 3-5 table with $20. There's no point.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a gym of the day for you. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The altar's calling, but my legs won't
seem to stand. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Don't miss Nitro Circus as their world-famous You Got This tour comes to Sugarland's Constellation Field Saturday, May 4th. From creator and sports legend Travis Pastrana, Nitro Circus makes its first ever trip to Sugarland. Come and see the most extreme athletes in freestyle motocross, BMX, skate, scooter, inline, contraptions, and more.
Oh, I love those contraptions.
On the biggest ramps in action sports. So at 550, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776 to win a family four-pack to see the show. Buy your tickets now at nitrocircus.com. A couple people asking, how common is it for a horse to scratch a couple days before the Derby? It's actually pretty common. I won't say it hasn't happened much recently, but about every 2 years, there's a big scratch. And the one I remember the most was when I'll Have Another was going for the Triple Crown, and we were out at Sam Houston Race Park to talk all day about, oh, well, come out tomorrow for the Belmont. I'll Have Another's going for it. 2 minutes before the show, he scratched from the Belmont. And so we had to do a whole show out there. And it was, and like everybody was depressed because, I mean, that's big money for them because everybody at the time, especially with these Triple Crown chases, like everybody would show up on for the Belmont. And so that one was pretty bad. And I also, just 1 year, I was covering the Derby and Mattress Mack had a horse called Wimbledon in there. And I had this whole long write up for the Chronicle on the horse and Mattress Mack and everything else that was going to run on Saturday. And he scratched Friday morning. So That required some audibling on my part. So it's not uncommon, but I'm actually glad that if it's going to happen, that it happened now, because I can go back and run my simulations again tonight and still stay on schedule and get my picks in tomorrow. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to win the tickets. How about we do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, now that you're management, you have to deal with new employees, and technically Aaron's a new employee, even though we knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they give you some do's and don'ts for your first week on a new job.
Okay.
So here's number one. It says, refrain from the temptation of staying too late and showing up too early. It says, when you first get hired, there's a tendency to be in sales mode where you want to continue to prove that you deserve your job. New hires fall into the trap of wanting to overimpress, sometimes by coming in earlier than everyone else and leaving after everyone else is gone. I'll be honest with you. I disagree on this one. I'd rather you be early and stay late.
Yeah, than show up a little late and leave a little early. I mean, if that's the alternative.
Well, I mean, they're basically just saying show up on time. But, no, I like when I come in, you're there. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, Aaron.
Beat the boss in. That's one thing. It's just like, to me, it's like a meeting.
On Mondays, when I'm here at 7, I expect to see you here.
I was going to say, I remember beating you one morning, and you told me, don't ever do that.
Oh, well, I don't know.
He must have been hungover. But I've always, it's like meetings. I believe I want to be at the meeting before you. Like,
yeah.
Like if we're meeting somewhere and I say I'm going to meet you at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be there at 9:50.
Okay.
And settled in. Okay.
Now if we meet, I'm going to be here at 9:49.
See, and then I'll just slide it back to 9:48. So.
And we'll just meet at 9 o'clock.
Here's one for you. I agree with this one. Don't bring up personal details about your life right away.
Oh, for sure. How about ever?
Yeah, it says you don't want to be that person sharing every personal story. They just met you. This is especially important at happy hours or social events. It's equally as important not to overindulge if there's alcohol around. Okay, that's fine. Either keep it to a minimum or stick to soda. Yeah, because it's real easy for you to become that emotional vampire. I don't know if you watched the What We Do in Shadows series, which was pretty funny, but there was an emotional vampire where every detail of her life just sucks the life out of you. So, yeah, don't be that person. All right, and here's tip number three. Finally, don't make any snap judgments in your first week. It says it takes 90 days to truly feel out your company. Your perceptions of who you like, the culture of the company, or the work itself are subject to change. See, I think that's fair. because if you come in and say you're working with one of the other shows and you think, oh, wow, this is cool. And then you come and work with us and you're like, oh, wow, this is totally different. So I agree with that one, too. So 2 out of 3 I agree with.
All right. 90 days.
Yeah, 90 days.
Do you
days.
Feel like you know who you like and who you don't like yet?
Yeah, I pretty much like everybody here.
Not me.
Well, why did you look at me when you said that? That's kind of that.
Yeah,
you cut me deep. Yeah. You cut me deep, Shrek. You cut me deep.
You know what I heard last night? That you think I'm awful. So
says who?
Says the guy on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, he's obviously right about it. I mean, he would know more about my relationship with you than I would. That's for sure. We've only known each other for 10 freaking years. So, okay. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
The amazingly popular Gym of the Day song. I love how people presume to tell me what I think about things. You know, or
there are a lot of people who would like say it last night. Oh, I feel so sorry for Fred for having to work with you for every day.
Well, yeah, but that goes without saying.
I feel sorry for Fred too, but not for that reason.
Oh man! It's like, oh yeah, you hate him? No, I don't. I don't. I kind of enjoy getting made fun of every single day of my life.
Yeah, that's what you signed up for.
Thank God I never had any self-esteem to begin with. So
I feel like you really didn't like it at first, and then you just kind of accepted it and got used to it.
I just never really cared.
I think at first you were like, God, this guy's a total a-hole.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you're not an a-hole. You're always an a-hole. Either, yeah. You were an a-hole then, you're an a-hole now, but that doesn't matter. Nothing to do with anything.
Nothing.
It's just, yeah, I've come to accept the fact that that's part of my role here. And it's fun to have Aaron because I can kind of deflect some of it to him now.
Right.
Because he's such an easy target. And that way, I don't have to take... So, like, percentage-wise, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, it used to be I would take 98% of the bullets. Now it's down to about 86. So, that's less painful. That's a good thing. Brother Bear asks, what are the odds Hoffman on Hollywood believes two of Will Smith's upcoming movies will put him back on the map? It's actually tomorrow.
You'll have to wait till Thursday, buddy.
Yeah, because you know what today is? Deaths. And I haven't looked at the deaths yet. I'm trying to see if they're going to be any good to tease ahead. Oh.
Strong? Moderately strong?
No. But interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting. All right. 713-780-3776 is your number. And, yeah, if you missed it, the Derby favorite Omaha Beach has scratched. And 5:55, that's
so unprofessional.
That might be as late in a show as you've actually done that.
I had two Red Bulls today, two sugar-free Red Bulls.
What are you doing with them Red Bulls? Do you get out to get your usual?
You know, I'll tell you the story about it off air.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. Well.
I still like the other.
Okay.
But we'll have a talk about it.
Well, I know what you really like is.
TGS Insurance. I like to save money. And if you own your home, you can save money too, and you don't have to talk to an insurance agent. That's the best part. Used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Well, TGS said, that's garbage. We're not making you deal with that. We're not even going to make you deal 15 minutes. How about 15 seconds? They're going to give you a firm quote in 15 seconds using just your address, and you're going to save money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply with that. You get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. Online ratings nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. And you don't even need to wait till your renewal. You're not going to have to deal with the paperwork and the back end. TGS Insurance takes care of all of that. You can just sit back and watch the money roll in. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.